This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 414, up 2 1/4. May corn, 422.5, up 2 1/4. July corn, 428.5, up 1 3/4. January soybeans, 1038.5, up 1/4. March soybeans, 1046 3/4, no change. May soybeans, 1053 1/4, down 1/4. March wheat, 635.5, up 9 3/4. May wheat, 638.5, up 9 1/4. July wheat, 639, up 8 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois Country grain prices ended steady to slightly higher on Tuesday afternoon. Wheat drew support from Russia banning wheat exports. Corn and soybeans stayed steady to a little higher on light trading and no negative news. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 to 3 cents at 375 to 394, while soybean bids were mostly steady to a penny higher at 991 to 1024. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents stronger at 376 to 399, while soybean bids ended steady at 1013 to 1051. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 383 to 399. Soybean bids are also mixed in the southern part of the state at 1021 to 1049, with wheat bids mostly 10 to 12 higher at 536 to 601. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were steady at 1034 to 1049. Basis also steady on Tuesday, ranging from 5 under to 10 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $396.30 to $426.30 per ton, up $2.90, with basis steady ranging from 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids ended mixed at 402 to 414, with basis steady to 3 cents lower, range from 12 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at $3.94 to $4 even, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 20 to 14 under the March. Soybeans ended mixed at 10.43 to 10.51, with basis mixed ranging from 4 to 12 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place air producer corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at $4.19 to $4.20. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 3 cents with quotations at 10.72 to 10.73. Soft red winter wheat 10 cents stronger at 6.35 to 6.36 and the Milo up 2 cents at 4.64 to 4.69. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.91 to $4.07. New crop soybean bids range from $9.64 to $9.93. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.91 up to $4.07. New crop soybean bids at $9.83 to $9.98. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from $3.77 to $4.07, new crop soybean bids at $9.66 to $9.93, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from $5.85 up to $6.09. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Today I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, on how the grain markets are looking this week.
Well, this is a week when a lot of traders are simply trying to finish squaring up their positions to show profits on their year-end statements and then leave for the rest of the Christmas and New Year's break. Trade volume drops off dramatically. News flow that would be market-moving tends to slow dramatically as well. And so you get some erratic trade when you do happen to get a news item. And the remaining traders happen to line up on the same side, you can get some pretty big swings in prices. Sometimes it really defy logic. So you have to be careful, but generally choppy trade. Ironically, we're seeing firmer prices across the board. Probably the most surprising for that is wheat, where U.S. wheat prices are 75 to 80 cents above those of alternative supplies out of Europe and the Black Sea. U.S. wheat is well overpriced on the world market, and it's all there now because of charts. Chart signals are bullish. They rode the headlines higher based on Russia, and now they're riding the chart signals higher. At some point, I anticipate we're going to poke the hole in this bubble with a lot of air underneath of us. But for now, we're getting some good support, and it's a good rally to take advantage of.
Now, has the president's announcement of wanting to normalize relations with Cuba had an effect on trade? I know that they're a relatively small area, but did it still have an effect?
Well, it's a market that our agricultural interests really want to exploit as much as they can. But I don't think it's had much of a market impact at this point because they recognize it's going to take a lot of time to get all of the roadblocks taken care of before we can actually start seeing an increase in trade in the region. So while there's a lot of optimism across agriculture, particularly for hard red winter wheat, I think we'll see a most significant increase going to Cuba. It's going to take a lot of time for the obstacles to be removed and for the increased flow of grain. So therefore, I don't think it's much of a factor in the markets at this point.
Now, getting back on the wheat prices, you did mention how high they are right now. And do you expect this to float on much longer, or is it going to normalize and go back down pretty soon here?
Well, you can get a lot of erratic trade, and all of a sudden you'll make a move that was unanticipated at this point. But as we go into the January crop reports, there's a good chance that we might be able to sustain it into that January crop report when the trade sees winter wheat seeded acreage estimate from USDA, and perhaps that'll be a turning point. What'll be the trigger to finally poke a hole in this bubble for the wheat market? It could be a bearish surprise in one of the other commodities, maybe a bearish USDA stocks report for corn on January 12th. It could be a number of things that might do so. But we just have to know that while wheat does trade headlines, and it's possible we could continue to see supportive headlines out of Russia, the actual fundamentals of supply and demand are not supportive. So at any time, this market has air under it and could collapse rapidly. So we need to be wary of that and know that, yes, chart signals can continue to carry higher. Wheat can trade kind of like pork bellies at time, the way they used to. But we need to recognize that it is fleeting and it could disappear at any time. Make sure that we're at least scaling some sales into it.
The quarterly hogs and pigs report was released. The inventory of hogs and pigs in the U.S. was up 2% from December 1st of 2013 and up 1% from September 1st of 2014. The breeding inventory was up 4% from last year and up 1% from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory was up 2% from last year and 1% from last quarter. Hog producer farrowing intentions are also up 4%. Market analyst with Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, says the report is in line with trade expectations, and an increase in the hog numbers will make a rally in the beef markets hard to maintain. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.